Honey, I mean, same as before?
It's less for you.
I don't see the sense in it.
Commodore says there wouldn't have been the problems with the last job if there had been a lead man.
It doesn't make sense.
Well, it does.
He poured me another drink, and I drank it. As much to myself as to Charlie, I said, he wants to pay for a lead man, that's fine, but it's bad business to short the man underneath. I got my leg gouged out and my horse burned to death working for him.
I got my horse burned to death, too. He got us new horses.
It's bad business. Stop pouring for me like I'm an invalid. I took the bottle away and asked about the specifics of the job. We were to find and kill a prospector in California named Herman Kermit Warm. Charlie produced a letter from his jacket pocket. This from the Commodore's scout, a dandy named Henry Morris, who often went ahead of us to gather information.
Have studied Warm for many days and can offer the following in respects to his habits and character. He is solitary in nature, but spends long hours in the San Francisco saloons, passing time reading his science and mathematics books or making drawings in their margins. He hauls these tomes around with a strap like a schoolboy, for which he is mocked. He is small in stature, which adds to this comedy, but beware he will not be teased about his size. I have seen him fight.